Another 3 points, another clean sheet, so the runs keeps on going.
Yeah, bit of a weird game, if I'm honest. I think a bit of a testimonial feel in the first half. I thought we were pretty sloppy in possession, but, you know, we scored a good goal, which gave us that something to like defend kind of thing. And then, like you say, a clean sheet, and as the game wore on, you know, we started to use the ball more. I think we saw the value of substitutions, to be honest, because, you know, probably the lads look a bit, some of the lads looking a bit leggy,
yeah,
after the game, sorry, the Kingsland trip and the game before that. So I thought the substitutions really helped in adding a bit of impetus.
You said about the first half, but a couple of times, especially early on, after I mean, Cheltenham Penn had that chance in the first few seconds, but after that, I thought we had a lot of the ball, but there's some crosses going in, just yeah, nobody getting on the end of it. I mean, it could, yeah, if it had been maybe a couple of goals up at half time,
yeah,
despite what you say,
yeah,
you wouldn't be arguing.
No, but I think we wasted possession,
yeah,
in silly areas. And, yeah, you know, if you give a team like Trafford possession, they've got good quality players. It's baffling. Well, I think it's summed up for Vorney and Trafford with, you know, Will Hearn sending off, really. I think that sums the season up for them, and it's, you know, it's a crying shame because they're nowhere near the position that they are in the league. You know, that's a fact. I mean, from where I stood and I look at the players that they've got, so hopefully it'll turn around for them. But, you know, we had to do our job, we had to do our professional job, and I think we did that.
Talk about the red card, I was going to bring that up next. I think the second time we've seen a sub get sent, because they cash your mind back to Cole with Rory Patterson, the little scrap on the touchline. He'd been brought off and he was sent off. Because there was a bit of confusion, because I went down to speak to Brownie to say why they got 11, but I mean, the referee had him was absolutely spot on that he'd sent him off after he'd been substituted.
So.
Well, the second time we learned, because of course he got sent off for us against Curzon in the first season.
Yeah,
so
he's probably more justified, I think.
Yeah,
he stamped on somebody.
He did,
Yeah, I think it really does.
It's a strange one.
And like I say, I think it sums up the look that Vorney and Trafford are having at the minute. But hopefully, well, I know it'll turn around because they've got good players.
Exactly. And obviously, Saturday, 2 days. You said the other day, you know, before Christmas, that you're going to be obviously using the players.
Yeah.
Like you say, the values we've seen today.
Yeah.
Heavy pitch is always at Ashton. They've had a big derby game today, so obviously that comes into your mind with Saturday's team.
I've got a squad of players and it's going to take every single one of them to achieve what we want to achieve, so I'll be definitely doing that. I'll be, you know, changing it round as I see fit. You know, the players are fully on board with that,
yeah,
and that's a great thing. And as you could just hear then, the spirit within the camp is superb. And
buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.